It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Selena Gomez did an Instagram Live over the weekend and mentioned that she doesn't want to do a magazine cover ever again. Selena, tell us about your qualms.
I don't care about the press. I don't care about what people are going to say. I just wanted to do this to talk to you guys. I just wanted to just be real with you because I don't feel like being on another magazine cover. I don't feel like being on another one ever again. It doesn't matter. Everything that I want to say, I can say it right here with you guys.
Liv, have you been watching her Instagram stories over the weekend?
No, I haven't. Why? What are they like?
They're great because she's just so like, I don't give a you know what.
Right.
She had major stains all over her sweatshirt and like panned her phone down and was like, oh, I have stains all over my sweatshirt. I don't care. Like, she's just over it.
Do you think that it's like partly because of Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin?
I think it probably is
like,
a little bit.
I feel like she might be like depressed and like.
Well, she struggles with anxiety and depression. She also talked about that on Instagram Live, and she also talked about her relationship with Taylor Swift yesterday. Bill Cosby is going to fight the sexual predator tag at a sentence hearing, which starts today. As part of the hearing, there's going to be a debate over whether the comedian should be labeled a sexually violent predator. Pennsylvania Sex Offender Board has examined Cosby and recommended that he be deemed a predator, concluding that he has a mental defect or personality disorder that makes him prone to criminal behavior. His lawyers plan to fight the recommendation. If he's labeled as a predator, it would mean a lifetime of counseling, and authorities would actively warn communities of his nearby presence. I feel like that's probably a good idea.
I don't even know why people are questioning that.
Yeah.
Like, he's an idiot.
Why isn't that happening? Howie Mandel said stand-up comedy isn't fun anymore and it's too politically correct in a new TMZ interview.
No, I'm having a tough time right now. We're too politically correct. I have really funny answers for you that I can't give you anymore. It's not fun. It's not fun anymore. Comedy was fun. When I came out here, I couldn't wait to hit the stage and try my wares and step over the line and find out where the line is. No more. It's not fun.
Drake flirted with a fan during his concert. He says, "Don't be smiling at me like that. You know I'm single. You're getting me all excited."
Don't be smiling at me like that, Philly. You know I'm single. Don't get me all excited.
Those girls were freaking out. He went on talking about how he had been looking at this fan in the crowd all night. I mean, who knows if it's part of an act?
Dude, I'm not even a huge Drake fan, but if he did that to me, I would lose my mind.
Right? Coming up after 8:15 in the garbage, we'll talk about Kevin Hart. He says that this fellow black comedian is blaming white Hollywood for missed opportunities, but he should be blaming himself. Will Justin Bieber sign a prenup with Hailey Baldwin? And this actress rapped on stage with Maroon 5 at their concert.